as we have the last several Sundays, we're going to go through the new Mass parts. Okay, this 5 minutes before Mass. Because come next week, the Archbishop is allowing us to use the new Mass settings in the Mass, and we will start to use them at that time. If you've seen the handouts in the back with the new text, those are helpful. We're going to sing the Gloria, which has the most extensive changes, and we'll lead you through it here. Glory to God.
We proclaim your death, O Lord.
is all the changes. So next week we'll begin using those during Mass. Good morning. This is the 29th Sunday in ordinary time. The outline for today's Mass can be found on page 121 of Breaking the Bread. Our celebrant for today's Mass is Father O'Sullivan. Our entrance song is number 443 in Breaking Bread, You Are My God, number 443. Please stand.
Amen. Give us strength and joy in serving you as followers of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed Cyrus, whose right hand I grasp, subduing nations before him and making kings run in his service, opening doors before him and leaving the gates unbarred. For the sake of Jacob, my servant of Israel, my chosen one, I have called you by name, giving you a title, though you knew me not. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God beside me. It is I who arm you, though you do not know me not, so that toward the rising and the setting of the sun, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord, there is no other. The word of the Lord.
Glory to you.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians, in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. We give thanks to God always for all of you, remembering you in our prayers, unceasingly calling to mind your work of faith and labor of love and endurance in hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and Father, knowing brothers and sisters loved by God, how you were chosen. For our gospel did not come to you in word alone, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with much more conviction, the word of the Lord.
Might entrap Jesus in his speech. And they sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said to them, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." Then they handed him the Roman coin. And he said to them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" And they answered him, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
I'm sure some of you have noticed these past few days or maybe weeks growing tension in the world around the economic status that we're all in. It started out with protestations. We saw it in our own country. Thousands of people have come to Washington, come to New York, to the stock exchange, and they let it be known that they're unhappy with the greed that is going on with so many corporations, so many companies, that's affecting so many of us. I'm sure maybe the most tangible one we see is when we go to the filling station to fill up our cars to get gas. It's like a roller coaster. One week it's almost $4. Another week or so, like this past week or so, it's been down to almost $3.17 in some areas. But going back and forth and kind of playing with us, playing with the world. And people's jobs are the same way. One day, jobs seem to be increasing. Other days, it seems to be on the downturn. We read all those statistics. I'm sure we embrace them, but we're puzzled. And some of us are angry, because many of our loved ones can't get a job. Many of our loved ones have lost their homes. And many of us are still wondering what's going to happen to our Social Security, what's going to happen to our retirement funds. What is the future for all of us? So what happened in our own country, they said almost every state in the union now has people coming out to the banks to the mortgage lenders, to the capitals. They're letting the people know, they're letting the government know, but I think they're letting the corporation know. We're fed up with this. We're fed up with you doing all these things to us. I'm sure maybe many of us got an insight into this some years ago when, after President Obama came into office, how all the mortgage companies and the banks were bankrupt and they needed a bailout. We know what our government did, tapped into our funds and bailed out all these big banks and Wall Street brokers. And then we were shocked when we found out that the first chance they got, they were rewarding their executors, their executives, their corporation leaders with huge million-dollar bonuses. For what? That's what our president said, and for all of us that have said, for what? For taking our money away from us, causing our jobs to disappear. So that's what we see in the world today, but it's not just in the States. The news yesterday said that every country in the world now is going through the same economic problems we're going through, are going through the same protestations. From the Asia to Europe, people like you and I, ordinary people, poor people, are saying, help, stop this madness. And maybe that's what we come through in today's gospel. That's what Jesus is about today, when these Pharisees tried to trap him. Jesus was right on line. He didn't want us to overthrow our governments. He didn't want us not to pay our taxes. We know the occasion once when Peter came to Jesus and said, taxes due, and how are we going to do this? We know what Jesus told to Peter, go and cast a line into the water and pull up a fish and take the coin out of the fish's mouth and pay our tax so that we will be liable and responsible citizens. So that's what Jesus is saying today, but not just to the corporation, but to all of us. Have a heart. Pay our dues. Be responsible. But don't forget the poor. I'm sure we can point our fingers at the corporations for causing people to lose their jobs and houses. But many of us are caught into the same predicament. We have people around us, maybe children, maybe brothers or sisters, maybe neighbors that are hurting, you know. We can't point the finger at everybody else and say, well, let the government take care of them. That's what Jesus is saying. You know, pay our dues. Give to Caesar what is his due. But as followers of Jesus, we have responsibilities too. Christian responsibilities, as Jesus always stood up for. And that's why he wanted his followers not to always blame the government, not to blame the leaders, but he wanted them to take the lead. Show all of us, show the world that we're responsible, that we're generous, that we're kind, that we're forgiving, that we can do a lot with what he's given to us. So this is a timely message for us today because we see this happening all over the world. And where do we fit into all this? The same words that Jesus gave to the Pharisees are our words too. Let us do what is right. Let us be filled with compassion. Let us do the best we can. And I'm sure the government may get this message. I'm sure it's being pounded into them all over the world. And the greedy corporations, the greedy leaders who are just in it for themselves, cannot continue. As they know, there's an uprising in the world. We see it in the Middle East, where all these people, and it's not just Muslims against Christians, it's ordinary human beings saying, enough's enough. We're fed up with tyranny. We want our rights back. We want our freedom back. We want justice for everyone. So a good message for us, and hope we too can put it into practice.
Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen, we believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, only Son of God, eternally God by the Father, God from God, light from light, true God and true God, begotten, not made, one being of the Father, through whom all things are made, for us to men and for our sons of nation, he came not from heaven, but the power of the Holy Spirit, who is born of the Virgin Mary.
turn to the Lord with our prayers and our petitions, asking him to hear us.
For the church, that we may manifest each day the work of faith, the labor of love, and the endurance of hope that is ours as God's people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all government officials and employees, that they may wisely use their offices to promote justice and well-being for all people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who suffer from domestic violence, that God will open opportunities for movement to safety and bring healing to their wounds, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all God's people that formed in the image and likeness of God, we will manifest God's presence in our workplaces, our families, and society. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For St. Thecla parishioners, that we may express Christ's love by recognizing his presence in our neighbor, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, that God will strengthen them with abundant healing love, especially baby Gabriella Rose, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the deceased, especially Pat King and Eleanor Pecor, that they may come to see the face of God in eternity, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our community, that we will respond generously to our parish stewardship appeal, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have heard our prayers. We have presented them to Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing the servant song number 375. 375.
Jesus. who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us all give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, our powerful, ever-living God, we do well always everywhere to give you thanks. We do well always everywhere. All things are of your making. All times and seasons obey your laws. But you chose to create us in your own image, setting us over the whole world in all its wonder. Made each one of us stewards of creation. We praise you day by day for the marvels of your wisdom and power in Jesus Christ our Lord. So we praise you, Lord, with all the angels in the great song of joy. Take this all you need it, for this is my body, which will be given up for all of you. When supper was finished, knowing the end was near, Jesus took a cup filled with wine, and then Father gave him thanks and praise for this. He gave this cup to his disciples and said to them, take this all of you and drink from it, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, which will be shed for you and for people everywhere, so that sins may be forgiven. As often as you gather to do this in memory of me. Let us proclaim the mysteries of our faith. Sharing the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your people throughout the world. Make us grow together in love for each other. Together with the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, Alan Bigner, our Bishop, and all the people of God everywhere. Remember all the people from this parish, as well as our family and friends who have died. Bring them all into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us too, Father. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles and saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise your union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. For through him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever.
Peace in our day.
In your mercy, keep us free from sin and anxiety as we now wait in joyful hope, waiting for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, you once said to your friends, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Do not look upon our sins, but upon the faith of all your church. Grant all of us here the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And also with you.
Let us offer each other sacrifice. Let us pray. Lord, may the true Christ help us to remain faithful to you. May he teach us the way to eternal life. We ask this, Father, through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Next weekend, there will be a truck from St. Vincent de Paul in St. Teclas Parish parking lot. If you have any items that you would like to donate, now's the time to do it. On October 24th, there will be a Red Cross blood drive at St. Teclas Gym. We're happy to report there are 424 households have increased their weekly contribution in response to our stewardship appeal. Their combined increase totals $3,705. This is even better than anticipated so early in our campaign. We will keep you informed as more envelopes are returned. Thus far, the average increase in weekly offerings is $8.74. Thank you for your generous response to the call of stewardship, and if you're interested in receiving information on our electronic giving program, please contact the parish office. Please see the lantern for the faith sharing question of the week and for more details on upcoming parish events. Thank you.
Let us bow our heads and pray for his blessing. May the good Lord who has given us true freedom enable all of us to fulfill the one law of love. Amen.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless each and every one of us here today. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go now in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
As we are sent forth, let us sing the City of God, number 374. Number 374.
Thank you.